Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Chelek Daled, Simen Shin Mem Hei. We are on the first page, which is page Kuf Tzad Yivav, because really it's a continuation of Hilchos Shabbos. Simen Shin Mem Hei is Din Arba Rishuyos B'Shabbos. As we're going to introduce the halachas of Otzah on Shabbos, we're going to go first through the four Rishuyos. Says the Mechaber, let's actually start with the Mishaburus Hakdama. The Mishabur writes in Hakdama, Arba Rishuyos, Akdin Lozeh Hakdama Kitzara. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I'm going to give a little bit of an introduction. V'hu, Hine Hotzah Mirshus L'Rishus Havei Mechlal Shar Melochos Sha'asra Torah Lasos B'yom HaShabbos. Hotzah from one Rishus to another Rishus is included in the other Melochos. It's one of the 39 Melochos that the Torah asks her to do on Shabbos. And this is like any of the other Gufei Torah that was given over to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, like all the Melachos. Chazal also bring us a raya from the Pasuk for the Isra of Hotzah, of it being a Melacha. The Pasuk says, Vayitzav Moshe, Moshe commanded, Vayaviru kol b'machaneh, and they sent out a kol in the machaneh, Ish v'isha al yasu od melacha l'tshumas hakodesh, that man and woman should not do any more melacha for the Mishkan. Vayikolei ha'ame havi, and they stopped bringing. So we see it's called the melacha to bring, because they stopped doing melacha and they were no longer bringing materials. Alma we see from here, the hava l'kol echad mirshuso, the bringing of each person from his rishus, shehu rishus hayachad, which is a private domain, l'rishuso shel Moshe, to the rishus of Moshe Abenu, shehoyu rishus harabim, which is a public domain, mipnei shehoyu rabim mitzuyim sham, because many were found there, hu b'chlal melacha. So Chazal bring a remez from this pasuk to the iser of Hotzah on Shabbos, from a pasuk of the Torah where it says they stopped doing melacha, they stopped bringing. V'hu hadin da'asar la'achnis mirshus harabim l'rishus hayachid. The pasuk is talking about, as we just said, from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim. But hu hadin, it's an isur d'oraisa to carry as well from rishus harabim to rishus hayachid. V'yesh od rishus shlishi sheshmo karmelis. There is also a third rishus besides the rishus hayachid and rishus harabim that we're the most familiar with, and that is called the karmelis. Shehu eino bechlal rishus harabim v'gam eneinu rishus hayachid. That is not considered rishus harabim, and it's not a rishus hayachid. She'ein lo mechitzos kedin rishus hayachid. A karmelis does not have walls like a normal rishus hayachid has. Ken levur besif yudal, like we'll see soon in sif yudalid. Umin haTorah mutter lahachnis ulahotzi mimenu l'rishus hayachid ul'rishus harabim. On a doraisa level, one is allowed to carry from a karmelis to a rishus hayachid or a rishus harabim. Aval chachamim asaruhu, but Chazal asked it kedei shelo novo lahatir al yedei zem rishus hayachid rishus harabim. Since a karmelis is somewhere in between a rishus hayachid or rishus harabim, and carrying between a rishus hayachid or rishus harabim or rishus harabim is the raisa, so Chazal asked a karmelis to either one as exera you might come to carry in a place where it's a doraisa. She'ein hakol b'kiyum b'dinim mechitzah. Not everyone is experts at knowing all the laws of mechitzos to know what exactly is a rishus hayachid, what exactly is a karmelis. V'yesh od rishus revi'i shenikram makom p'tur. There is another rishus, a fourth one that's called the makom p'tur. K'delakamon b'sof ha'simin, like we'll see later in the simin. U'mutter lahachnes l'hotzi mimenu l'chadchila l'rishus hayachid l'rishus harabim. And you are allowed to carry from a makom p'tur, 100% mutter, to carry to rishus hayachid or to rishus harabim. U'kemavur ha'kol b'simin shimen vav, like we'll discuss later in shimen vav. To summarize, we have four rishios that we're going to discuss in great detail. Rishus harabim, rishus hayachid, between them carrying is an issa d'oraisa. Karmelis, which is somewhere in between, is an issa d'rabbanan, carrying from it to rishus hayachid or rishus harabim and vice versa. And then a makom p'tur, which is mutter to carry from there everywhere or from everywhere to there. Says the Mechaber in Siv Aleph. Arba rishios l'shabbos. There are four rishios for Shabbos. Rishus hayachid urishus harabim, karmelis umakom p'tur. The Ramah says, what's a karmelis? Pirish, rach mol. So karmelis really comes as a combination of two words, rach mol, which means lo lach velo yavish. Not wet and not dry, elabenuni, somewhere in the middle. So hachinami, here also, this rishus is lo rishus hayachid. It's not a rishus hayachid. Lefi she'en lo mechitzot. It doesn't have walls like a rishus hayachid needs. The lo rishus harabim. It's also not a rishus harabim. She'en odomer ledigle midbar. It's not similar to the golem in the midbar. The lav lehi lucha de rabim avida. It's not made for the travel of the rabim. We'll get into the details later. The carmelis is somewhere in between. And therefore, it has a separate category. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Rach Mol, the Carmelist, Pirish, Carmel HaKosa BaTorah. When the Torah writes by the Karban Omer, the Lashon of Carmel, Hainu Shenimlo Biad, it's something that is rolled in the hand. The Eino Lach Velo Yovesh Lagamri, it's not wet, it's not totally dry. Elokishem Molulin Oso Biad Hu Misrachech Lagamri. But when you roll it in your hand, it becomes very soft. Now, if you look at note number one, the third line, he does bring from the Rambam and the Pirish and Mishnayos, another pshat in the word karmelis. Pirish, shahumi loshon ke armelis. Like an armelis, like an almana. Dahainu almana, she'ena besula velo bu'ulas bal. An almana, we know, is a woman who is widowed. She doesn't have a husband, but yet she's not a besula, so she's somewhere in between. So here also, the karmelis, it's not a rishas yochid, not a sarabim, so it's ke armelis, it's like an almana. That's how the Rambam teaches the word. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis. Ezu rishas yochid, what is a rishas yochid? Mokom hamukov mechitzos gevos asar tfachim. A rishus hayochid is a place that is surrounded by walls that are 10 tfachim high. V'yeshbo arba'ot tfachim al arba'ot tfachim o yoser. And inside it is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim or more. So it's 10 tfachim high, 4 tfachim lengthwise by 4 tfachim widthwise. V'chein charetz amok asara. So to a ditch going down 10 tfachim, v'rochav arba'ot arba'ot, it's 4 by 4, but instead of going 10 up, it goes 10 down. V'chein tel gavoa asara, so to a mound that is 10 tfachim high, v'rochav arba'ot al arba'ot, all these are examples of a rishus hayochid. The Ramah throws in a little curveball over here. Yesh omrim, there are those who say, deba'inon be'elo arbo al arbo hein v'alach sonam. That it's not true that a rishus hayachid is just 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, rather it has to be them and their diagonal. So just to remind everyone of a little bit of math from many years ago, so if we have a square that's 4 by 4, if you want to get the diagonal, you have to do Pythagorean theorem. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. We'll spare you all the details, but we'll explain it later on in the Mishnah Berurah a little bit, and we'll see this in greater detail later on in Shin Mem Tes. But some before Shem holds, says the Ramah, that to be a Rishus HaYachid, it's not enough 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, but you actually need the diagonal of a 4 by 4 square, and that's what the square of the Rishus HaYochid has to be, which is 5 3/5 tfachim by 5 3/5 tfachim. We'll see more about that later. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis. So a Rishus HaYochid is mukaf mechitzos, it's surrounded by walls. The simin shin samach gimel yisbayer kama mechitzos tzarech shiheisham. How many walls you actually have to have there? The od kama pratin beinyan zeh, and some other details. Sif Katan Gimel. V'yeshbo arba'at tfachim. Besides, it has to be 10 tfachim high, it has to be 4 by 4. Hinemi sif yutes muchach. From later on in sif yutes, it is clear. Deba'inan shiehei bein ha-mechitzos chalal arba'a l'arba'a. To have a rishus hayachid, it has to be at the airspace between the walls is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. Ki ove ha-mechitzos ein mitzarfos lazeh. The thickness of the walls do not contribute to the area of 4 by 4 that you need. V'zehu das rov ha-poskim, that is the shita of most poskim. V'yesh min ha-rishonim shekosvu, there are rishonim that write. Digam ove hamachitzos misarf l'shirze. They say no. The thickness of the wall can contribute to the 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim area. Ubel yirab hevi b'shem Rashba. Uchia gavne isagamke b'mochamos. So the Rashba, the Ramban, they say lachalik b'inyan zeh. They make the following chiluk. The mechitzos avos sheroi lahaniach l'mala daf al gabem u'lishtameisham. If the walls are thick, that they're fitting to place on top of them some kind of board that you can then use the top. Mitzaref ha'ovi im ha'chalal l'shir zeh. So then we'll say the thickness of the walls can contribute to the area of 4x4 that you need. Kevan sheroi l'shtamisham. Since you can use the top of the walls to put on a board and be mishtamish on top of the whole area, so then the walls contribute to the 4x4. The imlab, but if the walls are very skinny and they can't hold any board to place on top of it, ein mitzaref, then the thickness of the walls will not contribute to the area of 4x4. The ayin ba'achronim she'eskimu, very important point. Look in the achronim that they agree. The kol zel inyan she'nikra she'im rosh ha'sayochet ha'uvi ha'mechisos l'malo. This machlokas is only in terms of whether we can count the top of the walls as part of the rishus ha'yochet or not. Aval le'inyan chalal she'besoch ha'mechisos, but in terms of the airspace between the walls, l'kuli yama, according to everyone, Lo nikra rishus hayochid kolzman she'ein b'chalalu arba al alaba. So the Achronim say, according to everyone, for the airspace in between, you need to have four tefachim by four tefachim. When we're discussing whether the walls contribute to that area, that's only lagabe making the top of the walls be considered also rishus hayochid. So then you could say, if the top of the walls are also within contributing to the four by four, they also count. But the inside will not be a rishus hayochid unless there is an airspace of four tefachim by four tefachim inside the walls, not counting the thickness of the walls. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitres of Katan Dalet. V'chein charetz. We said the same thing is true if you dig down into a ditch. V'chein tel, so too if you have a mound. V'hu adin amud gavoa asara tefachim. So too if you have some kind of pillar that's 10 tefachim high. V'rochav arbal arba, and it's 4 by 4. That's also rishus hayochid. V'chol ze afilu heim umdim b'rishus harabim ki l'kamam v'sif yud. It doesn't matter where this Amud, or whatever it is located. It could be in the middle of Rishus Rabim, but you have an Amud that's 10 Tfachim high, 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, that will be its own Rishus HaYachid, even if it is located inside a Rishus HaRabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitres of Katan, hey, as long as it is Gavo Asara, this is talking about the tail, the mound. Here's a very important halacha, very practical to many Erevin. Avol imatel o amechitzos heim pechusa me'asar tefachim. If the mound or the walls are less than 10 tefachim, af sheheim rochavim harbi, even if they're very wide, they have a very big distance, length by width, but they're not 10 tefachim high, lav rishus hayochidu, that is not considered rishus hayochid, you must have 10 tefachim. Ve'ein tzarech sheyeh hatel zakuf bagova. But you don't need the mound to be very straight up in its height. It doesn't have to be 10 tefachim straight away. Elafiluhu meshupa, even if it slants, and it gets to a height of 10 tefachim. Im mislaked asara tefachim begova, if it will reach a point of 10 tefachim in height, mitoch shipua arba amos, over a slope of 4 amos, havi ki'ilu zakuf kulo, that's ki'ilu, it's a straight wall, that's considered a wall, v'harehu rishus hayachid b'mekom govho, and then it would be a rishus hayachid by its height. So again, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here is, when we talk about a mound is not made as a straight box. A mound is a gradual slope. So as long as you will reach a height of 10 tefachim over a span of 4 amos, we'll see two ways to judge it in a second, then it will be considered on top of that area a rishus hayachid. If you look at note number 6, he explains, how exactly do you measure these 4 amos? For sure you need to reach a height of 10 tefachim over 4 amos. But how do you measure the 4 amos? So says note number 6, Eshipua hadalet amos efshur lindo b'shnei afanim. There are two ways to judge the 4 amos. Aleph, shemodet b'orech shipua hatel, that you measure on the diagonal, on the slope, you measure 4 amos. And the achar shegil hadalet amos, once you reach 4 amos on the slope, roe in higbia yud tefachim me'akarka. You check from that point where you reach 4 amos, and you see if it's 10 tefachim high, if it's 10 tefachim high, that would qualify as a mechitza for rishus hayochid. Beis, shemodei dal amos bikav aviri yosher me'alatel. You make a straight line from the top of the mound, straight 4 amos. Now if you're going out 4 amos, you're going to go further than if you're sloping 4 amos, right? Pythagorean theorem. Right, the slope is going to be longer, so 4 amos ends earlier. If you're going straight, you're getting a further judgment. So you're modate 4 amos straight. V'roa in b'mokom shenestaimu hadalat amos yesh gova yutfachim. And from that point, when you go out the 4 amos, did you reach a height of 10 tefachim? That's the second way of judging it. U'ba'ofen ze ye b'shipua hatel yoseh midalat amos. When you are going 4 amos that way, you will have more than 4 amos on the slope, like we explained before. V'nimtzer, turns out, she'im ninkot she'modedim es ha'shipua atzmo. If you are measuring 4 tefachim on the actual slope, like the first way we said, tzorach shipua yoser chad, you need a steeper slope. Kedei she'bemokom she'mistayimos adar amos she'al shipua yeh gova atel Yud Fachim. There you're going to have a steeper slope. If you're going to go 4 amos this way, so your 4 amos ends closer, you're going to have a steeper slope to get 10 Fachim at that point. The im modedim bekav aviri, but if you're going to measure straight the 4 amos, so maspik shipua pachos chad, then it can be less steep. Now, we'll stop there in the note, but this is a big machlokas aposkim, the Mishabura and the Chazanish, and many of the aposkim, so machlokas had to judge it. It's very practical, because when you want to make an Erev, and you have a natural slope over there, you want to see if it's steep enough, so you want to make sure that over 4 amos, it reaches 10 tefachim. How do you judge the 4 amos? Do you judge the 4 amos on the diagonal? So that's a little tougher. Or can you judge 4 amos on a straight line? That will be a little more lenient. That's a machlokas. Says the Mishabura, Vaitus of Katan Vav. The Ramah threw in this line that there are those who say that we need the 4 amos to really be 4 amos with the alachs and with the diagonal. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Rotzalomar, Kimo Shom Le'inyan Mavir Ar Amos B'Shisarabim. Just like over there, we're going to see that when we measure 4 amos in B'Shisarabim that you're not allowed to carry, Ein Chayiv L'Kuli Alma, you're not going to be Chayiv Korban, according to everyone, Ad sheyavir shir arba amos imalachsom. You're not chayev for carrying 4 amos. You're only chayev, it's going to be Issa derabanan, you're only chayev midaraisa, chayev a carbon if you carry 4 amos on the diagonal, meaning a 4 amos by 4 amos square, the diagonal, which is more than 5 amos. Sha'ola biyacha, that means that you're not chayev until you carry chamesh amos ushlosha chum she'ama. If you do the math, it's 5 3/5 of an amma. So that's the halacha of carrying 4 amos in a Rishus HaRabim. So kein b'inyanenu, so too by our topic, le'inyan Rishus HaYochid, in terms of determining the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, ein nikra Rishus HaYochid ad sheyeh shir rochav arba'a tfachim im alachsonam. So the Ramah is saying there are those who say you will not measure the 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, it will be 5 3/5 by 5 3/5. Va'ola yachad chamisha tfachim u'shlosh u'chum shei tefach. That is the Ramah. The Levush leaves this sheet out totally. The Ayin Bel Yerabah Shekosav Sheyofa Osa Sheshmito. The Yerabah said the Levush did a good job by leaving it out. Kihirak Das Yechido. It's only a Das Yechid. We don't hold like that Shita. V'chol HaRishonim Cholkim Azeh. All the Rishonim argue on this. Lagabe this halacha of Rosh HaYachid, not lagabe that halacha, as we'll see of carrying Rosh HaRabim, but the Rishonim all argue lagabe over here. Usvirlu, all Rishonim hold, the imhu rak arboa al arboa meruba chashav Rishus HaYochid. If you measure 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim straight away without any kind of diagonals, that will make it a Rishus HaYochid. Velo domi lidela kamon. It's not similar to what we're going to see later on in Simin Shin Memtes, le'inyan ha'avoras arba amos b'shus harabim ayin shom. So although many Rishonim say that you're not chayev a korban for carrying Rishus HaRabim unless you carry 5 amos and 3/5 of an amma, but they disagree over here and they say it will be a Rishus HaYochid just by 4 tefachim, by 4 tefachim. V'chein ha-gra docha ha-yesh omer ha-zem me-halacha. The gra also pushes away this yesh omer from the halacha. V'kosav gamkein de-lo-domi de-lo-kamon simin shimemtas ayin sham, the gra also. So many say this is not true for over here. We will revisit it over there because it is true over there. L'gabe carrying in Rishus HaRabim, but not true over here. L'gabe determining a Rishus HaYochid. Let's see one more Siv Gimel. K'solim ha-makifin Rishus HaYochid. Walls that surround a Rishus HaYochid, so al gabeihem Rishus HaYochid, on top of the walls, like we discussed before, that would be considered Rishus HaYochid. Afilu einam rechavim arba'a. Even though on the top of the wall, does not have the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, but the wall of the Rishus HaYochid that's surrounding Rishus HaYochid will get a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Zayin. Ksolim ha-makifin Rishus HaYochid, walls that surround the Rishus HaYochid. Ratzalomar, shal yedei ha-ksolim naseh ha-cholol shebifnim Rishus HaYochid. We're talking about walls that are surrounding an open area, that because of the walls, they make the inside area into a Rishus HaYochid. So the walls on top will get a din of Rishus HaYochid. Sifkar tun ches, afilu einam rechavim arba. Even if the walls themselves are not 4 tefachim wide. Ratzalomar means to say, sha'ove ha-ksolim ein rochav odyan arba tefachim kishir Rishus HaYochid. Even though the thickness of the walls themselves do not have the width of 4 tefachim like any other Rishus HaYochid, afilu hachi, still, yesh shem Rishus HaYochid gam al ovya milmala, there is still a shem Rishus HaYochid on the top of those walls. The reason is, Since they, by surrounding an area, are creating inside themselves a din rishus hayachid, so certainly they should get a din rishus hayachid. If they're able to create inside of them rishus hayachid, certainly they will have a din of rishus hayachid. One sharet zion that we'll see, osches. This kavachomer is brought down in the Gemara. Umayri she'acholol she'besochon ha'yarochov dalet al dalet levad ha'mechitzos. Again, we're talking about over here where the airspace between the walls is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, not counting the thickness of the walls. Dim eino rochav rak b'tzir v'mechitzos. Because if it's only going to be 4 by 4 with the combining together with the mechitzos, yesh plukta bein aposkim, then already we had before, there is a v'chagos aposkim, im ha'mechitzos mistarfin l'achalo l'shavi rosh hashayachid. If the walls can contribute to the chalal to make the walls on top into rosh hashayachid or not, kemoshe kasadim mishabura osgimel. And there, therefore, we're saying over here, if it is taka 4 by 4, so the inside gets a din of rishus hayachid, then we have a kavachomer that the walls that are creating it are also going to have a din on top as a rishus hayachid. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with Siv Dalid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.